And it's pretty interesting because yesterday we only had one debate. What that means is that one of the quarterfinal debates for yesterday was rescheduled.
That's right.
It will happen tomorrow.
At 5 tomorrow.
At 5 p.m. tomorrow. And that debate is between Akilo Charles.
And Emmanuel Bethel.
And Emmanuel Bethel. You begin to see how the semifinal is shaping up.
Indeed.
And what it also means is that whoever wins in that debate tomorrow will take...
take on the winner from yesterday.
That's...
Minaneng Yofori David.
Minaneng Yofori David.
That's
so the
right.
Two guys will go head-to-head on Monday.
On Monday at 4.
And now Claire Mika has just qualified for the semi-final. Who will take her head-to-head on Monday? Will it be Naomi? Will it be Mary? We'll find out just now.
That's right. These ladies, Lagos, before I even go into that, we are streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. You do not want to miss what is going on in the studio. Don't miss the action in the studio. So just go on Facebook or on YouTube and type Nigeria Info 99.3. Our live stream will pop up.
A little context to that. If you were following the earlier debate through the live stream and you are waiting for it to kickstart again, it's not going to kickstart. It has closed. One live stream per debate. When we move on, when we switch to a secondary debate, we also switch to a new stream. So you might want to refresh your appliance, your device, and look for the new stream that is all about Naomi and Mary.
That's right. The topic for this 5 o'clock hour is gender roles have done more harm than good in families. Gender roles have done more harm than good in families. Mary Uke Asher is 15 years old. She is a student of Wellspring College. She is in SS3. Her opponent, Naomi Richard, is equally 15 years old, a student of Lagos State Senior Model College. These two beautiful ladies will debate that gender roles have done more harm than good in families. One will oppose, the other will support.
It is the tug of war.
Indeed.
The tug of war that you've all been waiting for. In the playoffs, Mary Asher debated the topic, democracy is the best system of government. In the round of 16, she argued that raising the education requirement to university level for elected officials wouldn't guarantee good governance. Her opponent, Naomi Richard, argued that malaria had more devastating effects on the world than COVID, and that was in the playoffs. Although she lost that one, she came back as a wild card and convinced the judges that betting shouldn't be illegal, and corrupted half of Lagos in the process. In the round of 16, Miss Richard argued that the government, not the citizens, was responsible for the hardship in Nigeria. Where does this rivalry go from here?
We're about to find out. Indeed. Ladies, you know the rules. I've got two folded pieces of paper in my palm. Remember, you were told to prepare for both sides of the topic. The whatever side you pick here will determine how you debate.
As she goes through those motions, remember that the judges will award points based on the number, quality, and originality of every unique point you make. The judges will also judge your style based on the clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation. You may tie. We haven't had a tie yet, but I am eagerly anticipating one. We came very close on one occasion.
That's right.
If you do tie, well, you will engage in a tiebreaker round. For that tiebreaker round, you will switch sides, whatever sides you've just picked. You will have 5 minutes to argue the position previously argued by your opponent, and that will be it. I just noticed Mary's body language. You have picked a position. What is it?
And the motion opposer.
You're
you
opposing.
Are opposing the motion that gender roles have done more harm than good in families. So that leaves...
Am I mistaken to think that you were hoping to be not the opposer, but the supporter?
No, it's a debate. We hope for nothing, but to be able to pass our point across.
Oh, Lord.
Brilliant.
Ah!
Brilliant.
Sounding like a proper...
I like you already.
Contested. Like it's a debate. We hope for nothing.
Yes.
But to pass our point across.
Yes. Just remind me not to get into an argument with that woman.
Do not. Honestly.
That young lady.
Richard. Are you excited about
Naomi,
what you picked?
Naomi.
Not really.
No, not really.
You were hoping for the reverse.
Well... Anything is possible.
Anything is possible, indeed.
Again, trust neither of these two people.
I'm telling you. Until the mics go on, and I put it to my opposer. Lord.
And then you thought you had a pretty dove, and then all of a sudden
a lioness.
You have what's that dragon in Game of Thrones again?
Daenerys or Daenerys? I do not know. Look,
all
Lagos.
Right, let's get into the
debate. It is time to debate. Mm-hmm. We'll give these kids just a very short break to get their points together. When we come back, you will hear the presentation round. Stay here.
We are now in the quarterfinals of Nigeria Info's I Beg to Differ debate competition. Lagos, Nigeria. Meet your quarterfinalists. Akinloseyan Charles faces Emmanuel Bethel.
When you have a plan to remove something that has been in existence, come with at least all these social safety measures.
While Ogunemega Magrimore faces Minanengyo Fori David.
The issue of corruption affects almost every part of Nigeria, and it's a span of 90 days. INEC and these lawmakers.
Kaba Theophilus will lock horns with Claire Micker.
Rather than enslaving and coercing individuals, black tax actually promotes a sense of community support.
And Mary Uke Ashia will meet Naomi Richard.
The government that we voted into office, they do not take our interests by heart. Instead, they go there to sweep policies to suit their desires.
It's a battle of wits and rhetoric. Nigeria Info's I Beg to Differ debate season 6. 32 debaters, now 8. One winner, 1 million naira. I am Yvonne Ohaifo. Join Femi Obong Daniels and me as we continue this journey together. Supported by Obiwizi, Booker Hut, and Stover Industries. For sponsorship, please call 070-3498-4352 or send an email to info@nigeriainfo.fm.
Welcome back, Lagos. This is the second debate of the day. The topic is gender roles have done more harm than good in families. The motion supporter is Naomi Richard. She is 15 years old, a student of Lagos State Senior Model College. The motion opposer is Mary Uke Ashia. She's equally 15, a student of Wellspring College. It is now time to hear the presentation, and we will start with the motion supporter, Naomi Richard. Your 3 minutes start now.
Around the world, most young people are pushing for a more better, unbiased world, and only the support and encouragement of the family can help put them on the right path to success. Tragically, gender roles has harmed the society, the homes, and families within it. It is worthy to note that whatever harms the individuals harms the family, because individuals make up the family, and whatever harms the society harms the family, because the family is the building block of the society. With this, I say good day, adjudicators, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, my audience, ladies and gentlemen. I am by virtue of the main clutch of Richard Knight, Naomi, a student of Lagos State Senior Model College, by the way, and I'm here to tell you that gender roles have done more harm than good in the family. Well, I would like to begin by defining what gender roles are. Gender roles refer to how we are expected to act, speak, dress, groom, and conduct ourselves based on our assigned sex. And I am telling you that it has done no good but harm to the family. First of all, it has led to parent-child conflict. Comparable consequences occur when parents and children have different views on gender roles. The children may need to negotiate and redefine their roles in the family, which may in turn compromise parent-child bond and lead to parent-child conflict. It harms the masculinity of males. It often discourages the males from engaging in domestic care and work, and it discourages them from expressing their emotions in open, healthy ways. Instead, they take to violence. This leads to a feud between females and males in the family. However, it also harms females by withholding them from reaching their full potential. From cleaning, to cooking, to fetching of water or firewood, to taking care of children and the elderly, the women perform 3 times more unpaid work than the men. This results in millions of girls and women missing out on equal opportunities to reach their full potential. Furthermore, it harms the right to education of some children in the family, most especially the females. Often, women and females are confined to fulfilling roles as mothers, caretakers, and wives, and this leads to lack of education due to the restriction of outside opportunities. Now tell me, what do you think will happen to a family of girls only? It means there will be illiteracy in that family line. However, it harms family relationship and leads to family disunity. Gender roles has a significant negative impact on family relationship by creating power imbalances and limiting their ability to express their emotions authentically. This leads to family disunity. Moreover, it leads to emotional suppression because most family members do not find it easy to express themselves when they are being assigned with roles that they feel that they are not fit, when they are assigned with roles that they feel that they are not fit to carry out. However, this gender roles hinders the individual from expressing their own views and interests, and this leads to emotional suppression in the family, which may in turn lead to aggressiveness and hence family breakup. Now tell me, is there any more harm to a family than family breakup? However, it leads. Thank you.
Okay.
It's the part where you say the die is cast. We are waiting. A response.
We will now hear from the motion opposer, Mary Uke Ashia. Your 3 minutes starts now.
For generations, families have thrived under the framework of shared roles, where individuals contribute their unique skills and responsibilities to the families. By gender roles, we do not mean natural inclinations and strengths. Rather, we believe the fact that gender roles are not static but evolves based on need, capacity, and circumstances. The adjudicator, moderator, and my co-debater, I reject the motion that gender roles have done more harm than good in families, because I believe that we need a more nuanced understanding of gender roles to actually make our decision. First off, gender roles come from a direct biological basis on sexual differences. A survey conducted in 56 countries indicates that these differences are acute to the extreme. The Nigerian Correctional Services indicates that 83% of inmates are men due to high aggressiveness in men, and 70% of healthcare workers are women, according to WHO, due to their agreeableness. Understanding of this biological analysis will help us to be able to make a clear decision on the fact that gender roles are not truly more harmful than good. Also, it draws a clear, direct historical antecedent in the making of decisions that affect sustainable human development. Individuals respect their roles and cooperate throughout history, majorly based on competence and biological affordances, in a bid to survive due to the tragedies of mankind. Although there have been obviously oppression based on things like matriarchy and patriarchy, but through this understanding, we are able to draw that unity that only gender roles are able to give us. Gender roles respect individual autonomy. Individuals exercising their agency to choose embrace these roles, not because of societal pressures, but because they find fulfillment and completeness in them. Whether it's the joy in caretaking and nurturing, or the pride in protection and providing, these roles offer a sense of meaning and purpose that resonates with individual preferences. Also, it fosters complementary and harmonious relationships between men and women, emphasizing their strengths and weaknesses and their mutual dependence and need. For example, men can focus on more physical needs, while women can focus on the more emotional needs and domestic care. This allows us to look at their innate, their unique skills, their unique ways of contributing to the family. Also, it acts as a voice of reason in response to liberal extremism. We live in a world where existing gender norms have now been tagged as being oppressive, and then we see people promoting mastectomies on minors in the name of inclusivity and self-expression. With gender roles here, we stand against these things because we are the voice of reason. We are the one that takes a stance and says, this is not how it's meant to be. Also, fair opportunities with technological advancement allow gender roles to promote meritocratic ideals, with birth control pills empowering women's reproductive agency, thereby reducing sexual biological impediments. Individuals can commit more fully to their roles in families and can also be able to contribute more to society due to the availability of gender roles. Finally, the shift from gender roles engenders a rise in structural social problems, particularly divorce. Individuals have committed individuals in our society have committed divorce on the basis of the fact that they now believe that gender roles are...
All right.
Don't you worry.
You may build on that point
in your closing round, okay?
At some point.
But when you hear the bell is the bell. It means your time is up. You can then build on your points and add further points in your closing rounds, okay? That's why you have 3 minutes in the closing round. We will now go
for a short break. Before that, this is the part where I get on my two knees. And thank the Lord, I am a host and not a judge.
I agree with you.
This debate is only just starting. The fireworks are coming right back at you.
Lagos, I know I'm not the only one who gets worried or bothered about getting quality beyond gadgets or accessories, especially when I'm trying not to break the bank in getting a brand new one, if you know what I mean. And if you have that same concern, then you'll be interested in the gist I'm about to give you, okay? And this one is coming from Obiwizi, Nigeria's e-commerce platform for pre-owned gadgets. Lagos, with Obiwizi, it's quality guaranteed. And the part that calms me is that it comes with a warranty. Yes, Lagos, they are Nigeria's home for gadgets with warranty, where you can purchase all your favorite gadgets and quality accessories, both brand new and pre-owned. So you see, you have nothing to worry about. Obiwizi has got your back. And guess what? You can also trade in your older devices to newer models in a simple and convenient way. So if or whenever you decide to sell off your device to meet that important cash obligation, then Obiwizi is definitely your guide. And you don't have to worry about delivery, because Obiwizi delivers nationwide with offline and pickup stores in Ikeja, Lekki, Abuja and Benin. So don't waste time. Call Obiwizi today on 0813-943-5241. 0813-943-5241. Or you can visit their website at www.obiwizi.com. That is OBIWEZY.com. Or you can send them an email at info@obiwizi.com. That is info@obiwizi.com. You can also reach out to them on social media. Yes, they are there. On X, you can find them at Obiwizi, that's OBIWEZY in small letters, but they're temporarily not available on Instagram due to the activities of scammers and impersonators. So please, Lagos, watch out for any fake page. Remember, Lagos, if you need to purchase your favorite gadgets or accessories, whether brand new or pre-owned, Obiwizi is your guy.
Thanks to Obiwizi for all the support and the gift prizes for these debaters.
And thanks to Stover Industries as well for making sure that these kids go away with gift packs. Stover Industries are the makers of your Swiss air fresheners and other care products. It is now time to hear the rebuttal rounds. Lagos, before we went on that short break, you heard from Mary Uke Ashia and Naomi Richard on the topic that gender roles have done more harm than good in families. Naomi Richard is the motion supporter and Mary Uke Ashia is the motion opposer. The motion opposer will start the rebuttal round. Mary, your 3 minutes start now.
Of course, duly observed, I refuse to object the claim. To accept the claim of the government that gender is a social construct, because I believe, and in fact the surveys that have conducted shows us the fact that gender is biological. It is not a social construct. It is not determined by society, but it is biological, and it is something that comes from inside of us that is not defined by outsiders. You mentioned parents-child conflicts. Even without gender roles, parents-child conflicts would still occur. So gender roles has no essential characteristic in that entire situation. You also mentioned the fact that it harms masculinity of males. But if I recall, the survey which I introduced by the BNC Public Health indicates that 83% of individuals, that these sexual differences are not just there, but they are there to the extreme. That men tend to be inherently, since it is biologically, masculine. You also mentioned the fact that it hinders females' opportunities. But let's be honest. In today's world, individuals are not limited by their gender, but by much more concerning realities. Sure thing, gender will play a role. But in today's world, people limit people not just on their gender because of things like poverty. Especially in a country like Nigeria, how do you expect to take your children to school when you don't have the money to pay? And you have limited resources. Obviously, you choose who's the better person to go. You mentioned losing equal opportunities. Equality of opportunities does not mean equality of outcome. We all got here, 32 of us, but only one person is going home with the money. That is equality of opportunity, right? But it's not equality of outcome. And that is what matters. The outcome is what matters. And that is what gender roles stand for. Because we fight for a future where outcomes matter, where families flourish because they have followed gender roles. You also mentioned the fact that it suppresses emotions. Individuals' emotions are always going to be suppressed. Depending on the realities that you live, a child that lives in an area where everything that goes around is drug abuse, obviously is going to suppress his emotions. Gender roles is not here to punish anyone. Rather, gender roles is here to promote a future where everybody feels valued and acknowledged for the opportunities they are able to have. Where everyone feels that they can come out and say, this is what I have to say, this is my point, this is where I stand in this situation. You mentioned illiteracy. Illiteracy is a problem that is inherent in our country. It is something that we have seen for decades and we are still facing it. To blame that on gender role is like saying that the church is responsible for corruption in Nigeria when we know well enough that the church wasn't even here when this corruption started. You mentioned that it breaks family relationships and disunity. So many other factors break family relationships and disunity. Even without the role of gender, even without gender roles, family relationships will still be broken. After all, we heard of the popular land dispute cases in Nigeria. That has broken family roles, and I don't see gender roles playing any part in that. So the government has failed to prove to us effectively how exactly gender roles on its own has done more harm than good in families, but has rather provided to us sufficient conditions, but not essential conditions, that prove truly to us that gender roles have done any reasonable, marginal harm than good in families. Thank you.
Girl, I was about to ring the bell, but you had 5 seconds, so you used your time up.
Impeccable timing.
That's right, impeccable timing. We will now hear from the motion supporter. The motion is that gender roles have done more harm than good in families. We will now hear from Naomi Richard, the motion supporter. Naomi, your 3 minutes start now.
You said all protocols duly observed. You said gender roles helps in making decisions. Do you know that when you say gender role, you're actually talking about a gender having authority over the other gender? Like, when I say a gender role should be making decisions, it should be like one gender is making decisions for the other, or like a female gender is making decisions for the male gender, or the male gender is making decisions for the female gender. So it's actually one way. And most of the time, we always confer this role of making decisions to male because we feel like they have the ability to make decisions, they have the ability to lead us, they have the ability to provide for us, they have the ability to protect us. So I really dispute that fact that gender roles helps an individual to make decisions. Then you also said it leads to fulfillment. Please, what fulfillment does an individual feel being confined to a particular gender role? Please, how am I supposed to feel fulfillment when I cannot perform duties, when I cannot perform roles that are within my capabilities and within my abilities? Maybe what you see as fulfillment is actually isolation and depression and not fulfillment. You also said it paves way for uniqueness. Please, what is unique about me being confined to one particular thing? Of course, I'm going to get tired, and most of the times my mental health can be affected by this. Then you also said they are biological. Of course they are biological, but because they are biological does not mean that we should now make it mandatory for most families. So I really disagree with you when you say gender role has done good in families, because I really have not seen any good that it has done in families. It has led to family breakup, family conflict. You said that there are family breakups because of land disputes. Did you look at that land? Did you study? Did you critically think about that land dispute? What happened there? It is always the males that take control of everything, suppressing the females. Most of the times, when families break up, it is not because of gender roles being there. It's actually because of gender roles have harmed the females, has suppressed the females. It has silenced their voice. They can't talk. So it is the males that have been given the right to speak out. Then you also said something about, you said it's punishing, gender roles does not punish us. Gender roles punishes me. Because I mean, how can I, okay, I want to do something more than just nurturing, more than just being a homemaker, more than just being emotional. I want to make decisions for my family. I want to make decisions for myself, not me listening to the males in my family. They shouldn't be the one ruling me. I should be able to make my own decisions myself. So that is the harm, because it's draws me back. It withholds me from reaching my full potential. And then you said illiteracy is rampant in Nigeria. Illiteracy is rampant in Nigeria. Look at the source of illiteracy. What caused this illiteracy? You said it's because of lack of funds. You said it's because of lack of resources. This lack of funds and resources is when you have already confirmed these gender roles. And then, thank you.
I had to ring that bell very, very loudly and for a longer time. But well done, Lagos. This is truly a match worthy of being called the quarterfinals. You first heard the first one. Now this is the second one. We'll now take another short break. Tell me, what do you think?
Well, the gender agenda is continuing. And when we return,
that's right,
we will finally, thankfully, close this quarrel.
Because at this point, it is a quarrel. Stay here, Lagos.
Right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes, it is the festive season. And the one brand that is looking to help you celebrate in the most efficient and enjoyable way possible is Buka Hot. Yes, get ready for an unforgettable celebration this festive season, because Buka Hot is firing up the excitement with the sizzling outdoor catering services it has on offer this season. Buka Hot brings you a buffet extravaganza, an outdoor bar serving up refreshing vibes, as in drinks, ladies and gentlemen, a suya and grill stand firing up all the flavors, and a mala spot for that authentic Niger experience. Emergency bookings for those who have spontaneous moments where they need food, for bulk orders for your hungry squad, and so on and so forth. Amazing, ladies and gentlemen. Buka Hot is not just catering. They are creating moments that will last. Yes, for you and for everyone that you love. And the best part about it is that it is all at your fingertips. Simply pick up your phone and dial 0700-055-0055 or slide into Buka Hot's WhatsApp with the number 0812-882-6279. Let Buka Hot make your celebration an unforgettable experience. Thank me when you find out it is for real.
The talk doesn't stop. Join the conversation on the air and online. Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. And on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos. Let's talk.
Welcome back. It's the closing rounds of this spirited, fiery debate between Naomi Richards and Mary Ashia.
That's right, Lagos. It is now time to hear the motion supporter, Richard Naomi, close her argument on the topic that gender roles have done more harm than good in families. Naomi, your 3 minutes start now.
Moving on, as we all know, gender roles lead to inequality. And these gender roles are seen being played out in workplaces. Most times we see that women earn 20,000 naira for each 100,000 naira men earn. Why is this so? The primary reason is gender role. And what has this done in a family? In a girl's only family, how is that family supposed to survive? How do you expect that family to meet up with even the basic needs of life because of gender roles being played out in their workplace? To continue with, it leads to mental instability, because gender roles creates feelings of failure and self-doubt in an individual. When that individual does not meet up with the expectations of society and the family on how to behave based on their genders. So it gives them some feelings of depression and isolation, which may in turn lead to mental instability. Furthermore, it leads to increased bullying. Most children are quick to notice their peers who don't follow gender norms. And these children are subject to teasing. I didn't went to Dele House. He met Dele's sister Bola cutting grass, and Dele himself washing plates. He got to school the next day, and then he went to tell his friends. Everybody teased Ade till he retreated into his shell. And let me tell you something, he became a burden for his family. Well, Also, it leads to extreme poverty for already poor families. Gender roles are particularly detrimental to poor families because of limited resources and inequalities. Taking a case study of India, 41.7% out of 52.3% of people living in poverty are families that are made up of the female genders. Just take a look at gender role playing out here, and you are saying that it has done good to families. Which good exactly? Okay, notwithstanding, it has led to unequal opportunities, and women like Viola Davis, Daniela Brooks, Emma Watson, and a lot more are women in the history book that depicts the harms that gender roles has brought upon the families. Okay, 25% of these women, they are dead due to gender roles. 30% of these families are suffering from mental instability, and 100% are with broken families. Now, you can see what I'm saying. Nonetheless, it limits social participation as it leads to poorer health and negative economic and social outcomes. It silences women's voices and makes our voices undervalued. Okay. One of the former presidents of Nigeria publicly told his wife that his wife belongs, that his wife does not have a say in national matters, that she belongs to the kitchen, the living room, and the other room. What is that supposed to mean? And you are saying that gender roles is doing good? However, it has led to female marginalization by making females depressed and not giving them a say in national affairs, economic affairs, and in every sectors of life. In a nutshell, gender roles violate a vast array of rights. And I'm so sorry for being so religious here, but God does not discriminate against anybody, regardless of color or gender. So why should we as human beings take advantage of the biology of gender roles, overlook the harms, and put forward... Don't worry.
Land! When you hear the bell,
land,
then say thank you, okay? But well done.
I guess maybe in the semifinals, we'll probably give them the 10-second warning bell.
A 10-second. I feel like it might, you know, interrupt their thoughts and...
Yeah, well, it's either it interrupts your thoughts or it cuts your thoughts abruptly. I mean, which one is worse?
Okay, it is now time to hear the motion opposer close her argument. Mary Ukeyashia, your 3 minutes to rest your case start now. Oh, darling, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
It's on me again.
Okay. Now, your 3 minutes start.
Up to cause duly observed, I would like to remind the government that this debate is not on gender equality or inequality, but rather on gender roles, and the misconception of using the female gender as a definition of gender roles is absolutely irrelevant and wrong in this debate. Gender roles has improved cohesion and stability by giving a defined structure to the roles that men and boys play, women and girls play in society. It gives them a sense of direction, helps them to make a strong fight, a strong stance in society. It heightens self-esteem. Responsibilities associated with motherhood and also the act of raising a child could heighten a woman's self-esteem. Women who have embraced their roles as mothers have been able to see these roles as a way of making a meaningful and purposeful endeavor to their families. It's also diverse. No one is arguing that gender roles are fixed or that they are static. They are diverse based on individual needs, circumstances, and time. Gender roles have changed diversely, and the government continues to hinder itself, to bring itself down, insisting on past things when we are in the present and we argue for the future. Also, gender roles does not mean by fulfilling the gender roles, you're going to inhibit yourself. No, you are allowed to balance these things because that is what gender roles do. It does not inhibit you, but rather it augments you, and it increases your ability to balance your individual and the collective goals of your families. Finally, the case of divorce. When we shift away from gender roles, it allows structural social problems like divorce to take rise. Today, we have couples arguing on whose responsibility it is to provide, telling us that nurturing the family is now slavery. What about the children who are made unwilling sacrificial lambs? Gender roles are not restrictive, and I will continue to argue that these roles have evolved time on. Individuals are not limited by gender roles. Rather, their roles in the family is strengthened. It is valued, and they are seen as people who can contribute to the well-being and health of the family and society. We reject the talismanic criteria and the need for a simplistic society that is oppression and inequality, but rather we welcome a society that gives every individual the opportunity to state their claim, the opportunity to express themselves fully, and also the opportunity to be able to exercise their gender roles. Because gender roles is coming here not to tell you that we provide more harm, but to tell you that we are essential for any thriving society, and any reasonable thinking society will not abandon gender roles because we are not beyond change. We will continue to change, and we will continue to evolve to a position where we believe that everyone here seated in this room and all over Nigeria will understand that gender roles can never, not in this time and most definitely not in the future, provide more harm than good in families. Why? Because unlike any other thing in this world, we continue to change because the needs of the individuals and the families take firm roots in the culture of gender roles. Thank you.
Why on God's green earth do I have goosebumps?
A fitting end.
What a match.
To a truly, truly defeating debate.
What a match. Lord have mercy. Lagos.
Ay, 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 ay.
Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord have mercy. The debaters have rested their case.
Ay, 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 ay. All right. Woo! All right. We asked for it. We deserve it.
And we got it, certainly.
And we are thankful for it.
We are truly thankful.
Okay. It's decision time. It's decision time. Whatever happens from here on, when history is written, let it be said that Femi was in the studio.
And so was Yvonne, please.
On the day Naomi and Mary debated. Let history please record for future generations.
That we were not judges, we were only moderators.
Yes. And we were here. And we saw it first time.
That's right.
Thank you, both of you ladies. You guys are amazing. The greatest disservice that life would bring to us today is to send one of you home. And the judges are hearing me. I don't know if they
okay,
can
now
do
that's too
about
much
it.
Pressure on the poor judges. They're already pressured enough as it is.
Like they care about me, or they're not even listening to me. They're probably not even hearing this, but they're just
exactly,
busy collating.
Exactly, they're just busy collating. But in the meantime, it would be a great opportunity to just, you know, correct a few minor errors.
Yep.
For instance, darling girl Mary, it is matriarch and patriarch, okay? Not matriarch, not patriarch, okay? Mm-hmm. It's matriarch and patriarch. And then to you, my darling Naomi, when you use gender roles, you use the plural form of the verb, okay? You don't say gender roles is, you say gender roles are, okay? That's the subject verb agreement, okay? Mm-hmm. But well done to you both. I saw you also slipped that, just, you know, sort of slipped in that regardless.
In our closing argument too.
Yes, but that's the beauty of what we do here. So we go away from here learning something new.
To also add to you, Mary, it's acute, not acute. It's acute. It's just the stress.
That's right.
It's acute. It's on the second syllable, and it's also, and this is a pronunciation thing. Mm. It's women, not woman, not woo. It's not a woo sound. We all call it woman. You this woman. It's not, you know. It's a woman, but it's women. When it's pluralized, the oo becomes e. So it's women. It's like nn women. Okay. And also, Naomi, just an addition, you did say female genders, you understand.
In the heat of the moment.
Female gender. Mm. And of course, there's one part where you said 30% of this family. I know you meant these families because you were talking to a collection of families. Mm. So you see there's a pattern there. If you add to what Yvonne said about gender
subject
roles.
Verb, yeah.
So you need to pay attention to that, you know, plural, singular, and all of that. Okay?
That's right. And one more thing, I'd like to say this because this is coming from the chief judge Mbe Adichie. He said, and this is in credit to you, he said that you came back better and that you sounded more confident and you used more connectives.
That was the first thing I noticed about this debate.
Exactly.
I was like, did you know that, you know, I didn't, in the first, her introduction was good Lord. You understand? I was like, her introductory comments was like, she was just pa, 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 pa.
That's right.
And I know that because the last time I saw her, that was in the, was that in the round of 32?
Yes, in the playoffs.
Yes, in the round of 32, there were quite a number of errors.
Oh, you mean the round of 16?
Round of 16. There were quite a number of errors, and I was waiting for them, but she was commanding.
That's right.
And when you go up against Mary, you better be commanding.
I tell you that.
Yeah.
But I'd like to just point out something a bit minor. Mm. So,
however is a connective, but it is a contrasting connective, okay? When you're saying however, it means what is coming is in contrast to what you have just said, okay? Yeah. For instance, and you used it well when you made the point about males and then you wanted to talk about the females, you know, and so you said however. But then when adding more points to your point, there was no need for however. You could have just said furthermore, in addition, okay?
I think what she was looking for was moreover.
Or moreover, indeed.
It's moreover. So don't confuse them. However, it's contrasting. Moreover,
is in addition. You're adding more points, okay?
All right.
But well done, ladies.
We love you both. We love you both. Round of applause.
You deserve another round of applause.
All right. Are the votes out?
The votes are out, indeed. They are in. And, oh, Lord, Femi, why am I shivering? Oh, dear, dear, dear.
You want to read some comments before we take this?
Oh, Lord. Okay, I'll start with this one. This message says, good evening to my wonderful moderators and unbiased judges. My name is Esther from Jakonde Estate. I'm here to pour my heart out to these delightful and brilliant minds. I'm really wowed by their level of intelligence and clarity. They're really good. God bless them both, and God bless Nigeria Info. This one says, up Nigeria Info.
We take
the debate was incredible. Mary does not debate. She lectures. An activist in the making.
Yeah. Well, again.
Okay.
I don't know where this is going to lead.
We have no idea.
But in these two individuals, whatever the outcome, these are superstars in the making. Naomi and Mary. Unfortunately, we have to choose between one of them. Not in life, but for the purpose of progressing to the semi-final. And it's unfortunate that we have to.
That's right.
It's unfortunate. But we have to do it. Let me start. I'm looking. Yeah. Let me start with Chief Judge. Chief Judge Chike Ngadiche, Doctor, for the presentation rounds. Naomi, 11.5 points. Mary, 17.5 points. For the rebuttal round, Naomi, 11 points. Mary, 16.5. Closing. Naomi, 15. Mary, 17. Style. Naomi, 7.5. Mary, 8.5. For a total from the Chief Judge of 45 points to Naomi and 59.5 to Mary.
And now we come to Judge Ama Ekove's scorecard. Here I see 13 points for Naomi for presentation and 15 points to Mary for presentation. In the rebuttal rounds, Judge Ama awarded 10.5 points to Naomi and 13.5 points to Mary. For closing, Judge Ama awarded 12 points to Mary and 8 points to Naomi.
Closing? You want to reconfirm?
Oh, yes, please. Oh, beg your pardon. For closing, rather, Judge Ama awarded 12.5 points to Naomi.
Yep.
And 12 points to Mary. For style, Naomi was awarded 8 points and Mary 9 points, with a total of 49.5 and 44 in favor of Mary Uke Ashia.
Which brings me to the scorecard of George Ufoma Egbamuno. For the presentation rounds, Naomi, 18 points. Mary, 20 points. For the rebuttal rounds, Naomi, 18 points. Mary, 19.5. For the closing rounds, Naomi, 20.5 points. Mary, 16.5. For style, Naomi, 8. Mary, 8.5. For a total from Judge Ufoma of 64.5 points to Naomi and 65 for Mary. A swing of
0.5. Look at that. And that brings us to Judge Ishioma's scorecard. For presentation, Judge Ishioma awarded 10 points to Naomi and 15 points to Mary. For rebuttal, 6 points to Naomi and 10 points to Mary. For closing, 8 points to Naomi and 8 points to Mary. For style, 7 points to Naomi and 9 points to Mary, with a total of 31 to 40 points in favor of Mary.
It has thus been decided. With a total score of 184.5 versus 214 points, Claire versus Mary in the semi-final. Congratulations, Mary.
What a match this has been. I should read some of the comments here from the judges. Judge Ufoma said, I gave Naomi an extra point for her intro and gave Mary an extra point for her closing. You guys wowed the judges. I mean, look at the scores. 214, 184. These are the highest scores I believe we've had so far.
We just crossed the 200 threshold for the first time.
Look at that.
And how do you lose with 184 points? How many people have scored that high?
I don't know.
In this debate. It's breathtaking.
Mm.
And this is the part where, you know, I mean, we have to have this conversation with Naomi. Naomi.
Naomi.
I do not know what to say. But, you know, if I was your uncle or your dad or your teacher, I would be so proud.
So immensely proud.
I could almost cry.
That's right.
So, yes, in the end, you fell slightly short. But not because you didn't have a breathtaking debate.
I agree. I 100% agree.
This is a debate winner every day. Your performance.
Especially because you lost your first playoff.
Mm-hmm.
You came back and you won. And you convinced Lagos and the judges that you deserve to be here.
Yeah, and she, not only did she win, she's gotten two people out of this tournament.
Exactly.
So, take pride in what you've done. Take heart. Judge Ishioma is here.
Yeah.
You the
Oh my word. I have no words.
You are exiting the contest here.
A winner.
But you didn't lose.
You did not lose.
You did not lose. It's just this Mary. So, congratulations to you for what you have done, Naomi.
So far.
I'm proud of you. Okay? I am super, super proud. I think at school you should be celebrating.
I totally agree.
At home, you know, they should... You know, your festive food should start today if you eat festive food.
Because you were brilliant.
Yes.
And you can add this to your bragging rights, okay? Mm. This is a bragging right for you. You came to Nigeria Info. You beat over what now? How many debaters do we have? Four or five? See what you did? You came this far.
Yeah.
Now that is something to be proud of.
Mary, there is nothing to say to you.
Mary, you are an old woman. At this point, you are, I give up. I don't know. Because first of all, what do you even have against the government? Because every opponent you stand against is the government. Mary, we need to understand why you call your opponent the government.
It's just the government proposes the motion. So, as the defendant, or rather as the civilian, we have to just come up and say,
thank you. Thank
why
God.
Why don't
thank
you
God.
Want to be a lawyer?
Thank God
why
I don't
do
have
a. Why do you want to be an auditor?
You know, thank God
lawyer.
I don't have a political bone. But if I did have a political bone, you know, and if I ever nurtured a political ambition, I never have, I never will. If I ever did, I would drop it today for fear that I become a politician,
Mary will drag you by your neck.
Lagos, let's hear from you.
Let's hear from you now. I see a message here that says, congratulations to Mary. It's sad to see Naomi go out. She has the bite and tenacity of a pit bull. This is from Dr. Shola Adekoya from Shagam.
Yeah, he also did mention the publicly.
Yes,
that was said instead
publicly.
Of publicly. Yes,
that's right.
Yes.
This one says, look, you'll be fine, okay? This is from, hello, these two debaters are simply too good to be champions. What a match. Nigeria Info, no one in Nigeria. I'm expecting the results. Sally Suwajo.
I'm sure he meant they are too good to not be champions.
Okay, because I was confused at a point. But we'll take a few calls now. 0700-993-993-993. You can also call on 01465-7190. Hello? Are you there? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome. Good evening to you.
Yeah, I was really fascinated with the debate. It was really awesome. In fact, I thought that Naomi would have won the debate. Seriously, I thought she would have won it.
Okay.
Seriously.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Why is it that for some reason I don't believe that's a lady?
Well,
I believe he animated his voice.
Well, again, I don't want any more gender. Let's go on.
Hello.
There.
Clash of the Titans.
Indeed, yes, indeed. What a clash it is.
Clash of the Titans. Mm. Yay. Feisty, hot, pepper soup, vociferous, audacious, bold. Thank you, Yvonne. Thank you, Mr. Femi.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Oboli. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, dear. Look, Lagos, I'm giving everyone 30 seconds so we can accommodate as many calls as possible.
We don't even have that luxury. Make it 15.
Sorry about that. 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, I'm sorry about that. Hello?
Okay, Yvonne. I'm happy. It's been very interesting debate so far.
Indeed.
You guys have to watch out for Claire versus Mary. Claire knocked out Teofilo. She's coming for Mary. Watch out.
And watch out, we will. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Please. Yeah, I am very, very pleased with what I saw today. But I also want to make a kind of... I want to advise Nigeria Info that maybe the way people pair some of these people, maybe should reshuffle it. Seed them. Seed one, seed two should not meet. Maybe they should win from semi-final. These two today, they sounded like people that will have done final or even semi-final. It is very, very unfair that this kind of wonderful debate that... this now
thank you.
Like that.
I guess.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so
I
much.
I agree. God. They were seeded. But these things happen.
Exactly.
You know, and don't
sometimes you get the really tough ones and you go, oh.
Yes, and don't forget, despite the seedings, Naomi lost her first battle and she fought her way back
in. Exactly.
So these little things, sometimes when the other dog upends what supposedly is a bigger, it changes the trajectory.
Hmm.
But we thank you very much. Oh, the semifinals will be wonderful. And it's going down on Monday.
That's right.
Tomorrow we have one final quarterfinal battle is at 5 p.m. Lagos, join Yvonne. And until then, enjoy the rest of your evening.
You did try, you did work hard for your money to grow large.
Well, the trust that means we know they've been.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.